This is a dictation for follow-up visit. Craig Todd, CRAIG, T like Tom, ODD, date of service 2/5/2025. Date of accident is 12/24/2024. Date of birth 11/2/1966. Mr. Craig Todd is here for follow-up evaluation. He reportedly, today's date is 2/5/2025. The patient alleges an automobile accident where he was a restaurant driver and was rear-ended at a moderately high speed, 30-35 miles an hour. Became a three-car accident in Rochester Road while turning left onto University Drive. The impact caused him severe headaches, neck whiplash, pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, with the severe pain in the left shoulder and also right shoulder. The left shoulder was around 6 and right shoulder is around 5. Headaches are also present, but they are usually 5. They are less often, but present with occasional dizziness and vertigo and loss of memory. But they are not bothering him. He has a difficult time carrying out his ADL. Pain level is reported to be 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 6. There is occasional shooting pain, more in the back of the leg, including the thigh. In S1 S2 dermatome fashion, it radiates up to the knee only on the left side. Other than that, patient has limited range of motion on the shoulders, which is getting better. Patient has reported 30% improvement in the symptoms. And he reviewed the records for the ADL, for system review, for the additional issues, and substance abuse, as well as the compliance plan. Blood pressure 151 over 106, pulse is 101, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the examination will remain the same from previous visit. Dictation number 0518-0016, dated 1/27/2025. Plan is, the diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue reviewing the maps, which are reviewed. New blood reports are obtained. Patient was advised an injection to the supraspinatus tendon bilaterally as per the MRI findings that was done at the conclusion of the visit. Patient is provided with Percocet 10 over 325 12 hours for 7 days, 14 tablets. Trazodone is provided 100 milligram at night to take replace the evening Percocet dose. He is provided with the order for physical therapy to be done at neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, SI joints and muscle spasm area for a month. Traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise, all of them are ordered. And the laboratories have been reviewed. Patient remains disabled for work, hospital replacement, and the transportation help. In the procedure for injection of the tendon of supraspinatus bilaterally is as follows. The patient was placed on a stool with fully exposed. The area of the suprascapular spine was located, and the area of the supraspinatus tendon that was most tender was identified and marked. Using a 3cc syringe, an injection was carried out into the tendon of supraspinatus on each side, using 3 cc's of dexamethasone with marking 0.5%. The needle was completely withdrawn, bandage were applied, no bleeding was noticed, and patient reported a relief in pain. Patient will be seen in a week time for his medications. Thank you.